This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. President Trump is predicting the Democrats and Republicans will eventually come together on a new health care plan for the country.
In a post-Christmas tweet, the president said that the Republican tax cut bill eliminated what he called the very unfair and unpopular individual mandate. He said that undoing the mandate essentially repeals Obamacare over time. Mr. Trump went on to say that Democrats and Republicans will eventually come together and develop a great new health care plan. Earlier this year, House Republicans passed a repeal of Obamacare, but it couldn't get approved in the Senate. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meteorologist Brian Hurley at the National Weather Service says a cold air mass is spreading over much of the eastern two-thirds of the country.
Sub-freezing temperatures, you know, certainly well to the south with this air mass, certainly towards very close to the Gulf Coast, for example.
This traveler, Courtney Anderson, tells WSEE-TV she's not sure how she's going to get out of Erie, Pennsylvania.
It's been a mess. Visibility was horrible.
A Christmas storm has dumped a record amount of snow in Erie and surrounding areas. 34 inches of snow, an all-time daily snowfall record for the area. Wind chill advisories or warnings are in effect for all of North Dakota and Wisconsin, as well as swaths of South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, Michigan, as well as Indiana. The Trump administration is reportedly taking steps to roll back a series of offshore drilling safety regulations.
The Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcement has submitted a proposal to the White House Budget Office. The proposal seeks to revise safety measures that were put in place during the Obama administration after the Deepwater Horizon oil spill disaster in 2010. The Wall Street Journal reports industry officials argued the safety rules were too broad. The Deepwater Horizon oil spill was the largest in the nation's history.
Correspondent Linda Kenyon, this is townhall.com.
No matter how hard we try throughout the year, there's always home improvement projects that fall through the cracks. But with the SelectBlinds.com New Year's sale, you can be sure that your blinds needs won't be topping any resolution lists. That's because SelectBlinds makes it easy to install and score huge savings on high-quality custom blinds, shades, and shutters. With products you've seen on all your favorite home improvement shows, SelectBlinds.com is an interior makeover essential. After your new blinds are taken care of, get back to the important stuff, like knocking out the rest of your New Year's resolutions. Select Blinds has the most online reviews and 5-star ratings on the planet. SelectBlinds.com is the simple and smart way to get blinds. Shop the New Year sale today at SelectBlinds.com for amazing deals on blinds, shades, and shutters. Mention our show at checkout using the drop-down menu. Select Blinds. Simple. Smart. Custom. SelectBlinds.com.
A Utah sheriff's deputy said Tuesday he was desperate and numb from the cold as he punched and stomped his way into a frozen pond on Christmas Day to pull an 8-year-old boy who had fallen through the ice while chasing his dog. Washington County Sheriff Sergeant Aaron Thompson says he rushed to respond to the call of a child falling into an icy pond. And when he got there, a witness told him she'd seen the boy's hand about 4 minutes before he arrived.
I knew that my response time was somewhere between 10 to 12 minutes. I was in a real hurry to get there and really... Once she told me, you know, I seen him 4 minutes ago, I had to go in.
Thompson says he had to punch through the ice with his fist and dive in.
But I had a real good chance if I just stayed in that search area, moving my arms up and down into the sides as well as my legs. Eventually, I was going to bump into him, and that's exactly what happened.
Done what?
Once I saw his face, I pulled his head up above the water.
Rescuers are hopeful that the boy will recover. He was in the 37-degree water for about 30 minutes. This is townhall.com. Historically conservative strongholds like Oklahoma and West Virginia are leading efforts to bring preschool to all.
Advocates say more universal programs are needed to address what they call an alarming increase in child care costs. Studies have shown that children who attend a high-quality preschool are more adjusted for the rest of their academic lives and have better outcomes as adults, from higher incomes to healthier lifestyles. Around the country, some budding programs don't have enough seats to meet demand and not enough money to make it happen.
Correspondent Jeremy Else. Starfish are making a comeback at the West Coast 4 years after a mysterious syndrome killed millions of them. From 2013 to 2014, sea star wasting syndrome hits sea stars from British Columbia to Mexico. The starfish would develop lesions and then disintegrate, their arms turning into blobs of goo. The cause is unclear, but now the species is rebounding, being spotted in Southern California tide pools and elsewhere. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
2017 was a great year for our country and for Bill Martinez Live, and you're listening to some of our best shows from this past year.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez Live.
You know, you wonder about the resources that are wasted, the fact that here we are looking at $20 trillion in debt. We've been so frustrated over the years. Certainly, you know, those of us baby boomers who have seen this country time and again miss the mark. This is why it's so important that we get this country back on track. I mean, what kind of country are we going to turn over, you know, to our children and our grandchildren? This is what concerns me greatly. I know it does you as well. So welcome to Bill Martinez Live as the discussion continues. And what we're going to talk about next is really symptomatic of the same thing that's been happening here in America, and that is the rewrite, the disturbing rewrite of history. In this particular case, the title of this book is Reclaiming Israel's History, Roots, Rights, and the Struggle for Peace. David Brog is with us right now. A little bit on David's background so you can appreciate what we have here. David is a graduate of Princeton University and Harvard Law School, executive director of the Maccabee Task Force, and was the founding executive director of Christians United for Israel. He served as chief of staff to Senator Arlen Specter and staff director of the Senate Judiciary Committee. He also worked as an executive at America Online, practiced corporate law in both Israel and the United States. David Brog, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks a lot for having me, Bill.
Great to have you here, you know, to talk about Israel. I mean, there's so much misunderstood, and even to this day with all the discussion that's been, you know, taking place, you know, for those of us, and I will give, you know, full disclosure here, I have supported CUFI, Christians United for Israel, for a long time. In fact, last year I went to Israel with a group of CUFI enthusiasts and members and pastors, and it was a real blessing. It really opened my eyes to, you know, what is happening, you know, the reality and how much we're not getting in terms of information here in the United States about Israel. And meanwhile, you know, we're in this 50-year battle. It seems to be an untenable and impossible battle of trying to get peace there in Israel.
Well, first of all, Bill, glad to connect with a CUFI member, and I hope that trip was a blessing for you.
Oh, I tell you, endlessly, David. I mean, there's not a day that goes by that I am not grateful, because over the years, I mean, I've invited many times, and every time I was to go, there was, you know, we could say all hell was breaking loose, and my family would say, Dad, probably not a good time to go. But this time I really felt this was the time to go. And there were still some crazy things that were going on. I mean, even up until, as I told our audience, the day before we left, there was a woman in Bethlehem. We weren't even allowed. I mean, here's a group of Christians wanting to go to the birthplace of Jesus. We weren't allowed to go to Bethlehem, okay?
That's right.
And the day before we left, a woman is murdered in the presence of her four children by a radical in her own home.
Yeah. Yeah. You were there during what they call the stabbing intifada.
Exactly.
And, you know, this is exactly right. What I wanted to do, in a sense, was to take the experience you had in Israel and what you learned in Israel and bottle it, you know, to put it into a book so people who can't get over there can at least understand the history and the truth. You know, why is it that Palestinian young men were going into their mother's kitchens and taking long knives out and wandering over to their Jewish neighbors, and in the case when you were there, stabbing a mother to death while the children were in the home. And this mother heroically pulled the knife deeper into her own gut so that the terrorist couldn't take it and use it to kill the rest of her children.
Right.
Why is that? I believe it's because that young Palestinian is raised and he's taught lies about the conflict. He's taught that the Jewish people have no connection to the land of Israel and no right to be there. Remember, Yasser Arafat, the prior Palestinian leader, actually sat at Camp David with Bill Clinton and looked Bill Clinton in the eye and said there was never a Jewish temple in Jerusalem. If there was never a Jewish temple in Jerusalem, then where exactly did Jesus go to pray and teach?
Exactly.
But they're so determined to erase any Jewish connection to this land that that's what they do. So they glorify terror. They incite to terror. They name streets in town squares after Palestinians who kill Israelis. They name sports teams and Boy Scout troops after murderers. They deny any Jewish connection to the land. So a young Palestinian growing up says, hey, making peace with Israel, that's cowardice. That's allowing a usurper, that's allowing a conqueror to get away with stealing our land. And they go out and kill. What they need to know, and what Americans need to know, is the history of the connection of the Jewish people to the land of Israel. The way that the Jewish people have sought at every turn to compromise, make painful compromises with, and make peace with the Palestinians. And they really need to understand the fundamental justice of Israel's right to exist and struggle for survival. Mm-hmm. That's the history we need to share. That's the history I know can make a difference right here at home, especially on our college campuses where so much nonsense is taught. But my real hope is that it trickles back into the Middle East and Palestinians stop viewing compromise with Israel as cowardice, but as a virtue and as a necessity.
Well, you mentioned Yasser Arafat, and it's been well documented that he was very clear that anybody that negotiated with Israel gave up anything less than 100% of what they believed was in the best interest of Palestinians was an infidel and deserving of, being killed and eradicated. And at several points, there's been opportunity. I think you cite in your book, I think 3 to 5 occasions where Palestinians had a chance to have their own land and they've just rejected it. They're really not interested in their own land as much as they're interested in Israel no longer existing.
That's exactly right. In the book, I discuss five separate occasions, probably more, but I picked the five main ones. 1937, 1947, 1967, 2000, and 2008. Each time the Jews of Palestine and the Israelis offered the Arabs of Palestine, later the Palestinians, a state of their own. And each time the Palestinians rejected it. Sometimes they just rejected it with words, but sometimes they rejected it violently with suicide bombs and stabbings. And so you realize, as much as a lot of people in the prior administration, the Obama administration, as much as a lot of college professors don't want to acknowledge it, this conflict isn't driven by Israel's refusal to compromise. The Israelis have shown time after time after time their willingness to make painful compromises
exactly.
For peace. The conflict is driven by the fact that the Palestinians refuse to accept a Jewish state in that land in any size, shape, or form. Look, I know great Palestinians. I know wonderful Palestinians who want peace. Their leaders, however, have made dreadful mistakes time after time after time. That's why there's still a conflict today.
Yes. And as you say, David, the younger generation has been very well indoctrinated to this anti-Israel cause, and that is tough to overcome. You know, we've been doing this for 50 years, and it's the epitome of insanity that's been taking place here, is that we just do not have the right ground and the right temperament and I guess the mentality to find peace. There's got to be something in a huge way, even though we had the 1967 Six-Day War. And I want to talk a little bit more about that and about your book, Reclaiming Israel's History.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Bill Martinez here, and not so live right now because we're remembering the best interviews of 2017.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez live.
This is why we have to keep the past in front of us, ladies and gentlemen. Why I appreciate David Brock being with us. We're talking about Israel's past and history and how it's been commandeered. Same thing, like I said, it's been symptomatic of what's happening here in the United States. As George Orwell wrote in 1984, he says,
Who controls the past controls the future. Who controls the present controls the past. And this is what's been going on. And as David and I were talking, I mentioned right before break, David, that, you know, I thought it was quite ironic that after the Six-Day War, I mean, you talk about the miracle of miracles. Israel is surrounded by its Arab enemies, outnumbered, some have said, as many as 20 to 1. I mean, it was impossible. There was no way that Israel should have won that conflict. But in 6 days, by the grace of God, and clearly the hand of providence was with Israel, because I don't know how else to explain that.
No, I think you're not alone there, Bill. A lot of people looking at that war, you know, before the Six-Day War, Israel was so frightened. Egypt was massing its army on Israel's border, and Egypt had an alliance with Syria and Jordan, and Iraq wanted in. Israel was so afraid they actually dug tens of thousands of graves in public parks because they were expecting to suffer massive casualties, and many were afraid it would be the end of the Jewish state of Israel so shortly after it had been reborn. Mm-hmm. The way in which Israel defeated these far larger Arab armies in only 6 days, it's very hard for someone of faith not to look at that and see the hand of God and see a miracle. It should not have happened, and it happened. But because of that, as we were discussing, I think the Arabs gave up the hope that they could destroy Israel militarily. They would try again, but they gave up that hope. And that's when they began this diplomatic assault, this diplomatic offensive, to try to sever Israel from its most crucial ally, the United States, by creating a narrative in the United States that paints Israel as the aggressor, Israel as the bully, and the Palestinians as the victim.
Well, in your book, you cite that up until that period of time, interestingly enough, it was very much, even on the international side, for the most part, pro-Israel. Israel could do no wrong. Now, suddenly, the narrative got reversed. I mean, you got to hand it to the Arabs what they were able to do. But, again, in much the same way as World War II, which gave birth to Israel, oh, by the way, in one day, as God said it would happen. You know, here it is. They changed the narrative and purport this big lie that Israel is the evil one in this whole situation.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you know, in this day and age, where I think we spend less time studying history, it's easy to mischaracterize Israel, because Israel is the one in the West Bank today, right? Israel is quote unquote occupying Palestinian land in the West Bank. So Israel must be the bully, the aggressor, and if Israel would only leave the West Bank and give the Palestinians a state, then there'd be peace and flowers blooming in the Middle East. The only way you know that's not true is if you go back in time and you understand that, like we were saying earlier, the Israelis have repeatedly offered the Palestinians a state in this land. The Palestinians have repeatedly said no. The problem isn't that Israel's not offering. The problem is that there's something about Palestinian leadership that refuses to acknowledge Israel's right to exist. The day I'll be optimistic again about peace is the day I see that the Palestinians are no longer teaching their children that there was no Jewish temple in Jerusalem, that the Jews have no connection to the land, that the Jews are a bunch of European colonialists, colonizers. The day I see them teaching that, yeah, the Jews have a connection here. Yeah, the Jews have a history here. Yeah, they have rights here. Then I'll say, wow. You know, well, we've entered a new era where compromise is actually possible because mutual recognition is possible.
Exactly. Well, even, you know, and I think some people are you know, kind of surprised to find out the Jews really never left the homeland.
That's
perception
right.
is that they did, but the fact of the matter is they've always been there.
Yeah, it's one of the myths I try to deal with within the book, because this is a myth that even Israel's friends spread, because I think it's a good story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talk about how the Romans destroyed the Jewish temple in 70 AD and destroyed Jerusalem and exiled the Jewish people. And so there's this idea that after 70 AD, the Jews were exiled and they never returned to their homeland until the creation of the State of Israel in 1948. The fact is, yeah, the Romans did exile a lot of Jews and they did kill a lot of Jews and they did destroy Jerusalem. But the amazing thing is that millions of Jews remained. Jews continued to be the majority in the land of Israel until approximately the 7th century, Jews and Christians were still a majority in the land of Israel well into the 10th century. And every time that Jews were allowed to live in peace in their own land, they sent word out to Jews around the world that it's okay, we can live here, they're not persecuting us so terribly. Jews would flock back home, and they would begin to build and develop. What you see today in the modern state of Israel, Jews returning to their land and building this startup nation, this high-tech nation, is only the latest in a series of returns. And each time the Jews were allowed to return home, they started building and developing and turning their homeland into a startup nation.
And I think, David, that's where people are really surprised to realize. I mean, again, if you rewrite the history, you don't understand that Israel, for all intent and purposes, was a wasteland. The Arabs had a chance. I mean, they were there. The Romans were the ones that kind of, they manufactured the whole idea of Palestine, right?
Well, the Romans were the ones who decided after the Jews rebelled a second time in 135 AD, the Bar Kokhba revolt. The Romans got really tired of these Jews and their rebellions. And so they decided to really, they murdered hundreds of thousands of more Jews. They exiled hundreds of thousands more. And they decided to forever try to break the bond between the Jewish people and the land of Israel by changing the name of the country from Judea, which is what it was called, you know, Judea, the land of the Jews, to Palestine. And they took the name Palestine from the Philistines, the historic biblical enemy of the Jewish people who lived on the coast in what today is Gaza. They said, we're not even going to let the name of the land reflect your connection to this land. To this day, that is a leading strategy of Israel's enemies, deny this connection of the Jewish people and the land of Israel, to deny this history. What started with the Romans is today carried on. Every time a Palestinian textbook writes that the Jews never lived in the land of Israel.
Again, a big lie to afford their presence and, you know, their argument, which, you know, the one thing about when you argue a lie, it just can't sustain itself. You're just forcing, you're forcing something on people that they know are a lie, that is a lie. And as you say, you know, reasonable Arabs and Palestinians, you know, appointed Palestinians, you know, would say, hey, look, we enjoy it. I mean, we can go in and out of Jewish-controlled areas in safety, but there's no way Jews can go in and out of their areas, right?
Yeah, no, there are big signs going into Judea and Samaria, the West Bank, saying no Israelis allowed beyond this point because it's so dangerous. Mm-hmm. Because, unfortunately, Palestinian leaders have schooled Palestinian people that murdering Israelis is a virtue. To this day, the Palestinian government richly rewards any Palestinian who's sent to jail because they've attacked Israelis. Or any time a Palestinian dies in a suicide attack, their family gets a rich financial reward from the Palestinian government. So Israelis know it's dangerous for Jews to go and be amongst the Palestinians, so they forbid it. But yeah, Palestinians, once they get a security check, they're allowed into Israel to work and to shop and to do whatever it is, to go to hospitals, to get medical treatment. That's the way it could be, Bill.
Exactly.
If there were mutual recognition and peace.
Well, David, and that's what I drew out of your book, is the possibilities of what could be peace, true peace in Israel amongst Jews and Palestinians. Could it be so? But it is important, first of all, to understand Israel's history, and your book, Reclaiming Israel's History, absolutely critical to that cause. Roots, Rights, and the Struggle for Peace. David Brock, I'm Bill Martinez Live. David, thank you so much. Great book.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Good really job. Appreciate having me.
You got it. 29 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay right where you are.
This is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. In many parts of the country, it's starting to get cooler, and some areas have already had a significant amount of snow, perhaps where you live. Rapid changes in temperatures, highs and lows, can make you susceptible to getting a cold or even the flu. One of the places veterans have forgotten about for getting their flu shots is the Veterans Administration. So here's your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your closest community health care center. Give them a call and see if they're giving flu shots now. And if not, find out when they're going to start. Ask about what days and times they will administer the shots and the best time for you to come. And by the way, while you're on the phone with them, ask them about pneumonia shots. Get your shots now and avoid the long lines during flu season standing in front of all those sick people. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisave, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Remembering 2017 with the best interviews we had on Bill Martinez Live.
Getting America back on track.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, it's the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon, Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez here, and as promised, we have the amazing one. Kreskin is with us. He joins us. We're going to talk about the what he predicts in 2018 and a couple of other surprises, because with Kreskin, that's what he's loaded with. You always got a surprise or two up your sleeve, Kreskin.
You know, Bill, I said this just before I went on the air. I love the title of your program, because Bill Martinez. Is that the way I should say it?
That's exactly. Yeah, Martinez. Yeah, Bill Martinez.
Bill's correcting me, though, by my being from a foreign country, New Jersey. I don't know, but I like the word live, because there's a spark about you. There's an interest and enthusiasm. It comes readily across in your voice. So I look forward to talking to you, Bill. And I want the folks to know the scenario, because I'm traveling constantly. I got to bed about 10 minutes after 6 this morning. I'm very alert right now. But you just told me there was a pipe bomb explosion in New York City this morning.
That's correct. At 7:30 went off. Four people have been injured. It went off, thank God, prematurely. Because you know, Kreskin, you're very familiar with the Port Authority. How many, you know, just that street alone, there's like 2-3 million people go through in that area, you know. Yeah.
Thank God that, I mean, when you told me this, the first thing is, oh, my God, how many people were gravely hurt. And it's a serious scenario, as we've talked about a couple of times in the past. We're in a multiple war like situation in our country. I don't think it's a kind of a war that's been different than we ever went through before, because the attack is within, whether it's an overseas authority, whether it's whether it's a group of people that are associated with a part of a religious group. And I'm not, by the way, I'm not talking about an entire religious organization, because even the Muslims, it's perhaps only 1% or 2%, mm-hmm. but that adds up to 1 million plus people.
Exactly.
So we're in a different setting today, and we've got to realize that this is in no way justifying what just happened. This is an absolute horrendous nightmare. And I work a lot with the police. I'm going to visit the headquarters here in the area just to discuss what's going on. But it's a different world right now. And
yeah, without a doubt.
I didn't know about it.
Yeah, well, Sebastian Gorka said that, you know, what happens now, today we live in a time when your first line of defense against terror happens the moment you leave your front door. This is where it is right now.
You just said something to me, because my remark was going to be not at this moment, but later on. We have to realize that now that certain, and I'm by the way, don't come down on me, by those that are for the Second Amendment, because I am for the Second Amendment. But you have to understand, folks, and just please hear this. Because I own a gun. I hate guns. I hate them violently, but I own a gun because I need it for house protection here. As far as walking around with a concealed weapon, I understand that we've been told, and it's an extraordinarily brilliant, in-depth, shallow, empty remark to say that we're safer if we're carrying a gun. If that's the case, how many policemen have been shot that carry guns? How many people have been shot in the back? And when you're at night jogging, it doesn't do much good to carry a gun because you can't see where the bullets are coming from. But at the same time, I am, and by the way, except for a few years ago, it was a couple of decades that military weapons were not allowed to be carried, because you can, this is going to be if I sound sarcastic, I don't mean to be, I mean to be ultra sarcastic. It's really possible to kill someone with one or two bullets rather than carrying a machine gun or what have you.
Well, Kate Steinle, it took one bullet, that's all.
That's right.
No.
It took one solid single bullet to kill a person. And this business of military weapons is out of control. By the way, I just want to say something. I would respect, I just want you folks to hear something I've repeated a number of times in recent months, because I do a lot of private engagements for corporations and what have you. As a matter of fact, New Year's Eve, believe it or not, I'm booked by a corporate head at his home. Mm. Not that I was only going to be 4 or 6 people. It's going to be 40, 60 people or what have you. But at the same time, this our culture and our security has changed immensely, but I don't really feel comfortable. And Bill, I'd like to hear how you feel about it. To have kids wearing bulletproof vests, and I know that now is starting the sale, I just don't feel that this is the way I would have felt growing up. Now I admit that during the Second World War, we were taught to climb under a desk if there was an attack and what have you. But to be walking around with a bulletproof vest and a military helmet, is this what we want to have our kids growing up as part of their child? I'm asking you, Bill.
I don't believe that's what we want. But it's also why we need to be more vigilant. We need to take a look at all these things right now. The House just passed a bill that said that if you have concealed carry, you can go across state lines because of the problems that has created. There's also some empirical evidence to demonstrate, to your point you mentioned earlier, that people who, responsible gun owners, Kreskin, these are people who go out, they practice, they are very responsible. They know when that round leaves that gun, they own that bullet. And they're very responsible to that end. And so does that, you know, say 100%? Well, we can't say 100% of the police who practice are perfect. You know, we're all human beings. There's going to be some mistakes that are made. But I believe that we should be able to exercise our Second Amendment right across state lines throughout this country, because the average response time for a police officer when shooting has taken place, can be minutes. I mean, sometimes as much as 12 minutes. Well, in 12 minutes, a lot of people are injured. You know,
and I have sat with police groups and said, saying to myself, can you imagine, Kreskin? Can you? And my brother was a policeman 18 years. Mm. I've been involved in 86 crime cases in my life. I've only been able to help in about a third of them. Those are stories in themselves that people right. don't know, because I rarely ever have ever gotten publicity on it because I have to give something back. But I've often sat with police saying, Kreskin, and my brother was, of course, amongst them, and members that I know with the CIA and what have you. Can you imagine the nightmare if when that shooting took place in a movie theater, the people were carrying guns? They said, yeah. Kreskin, you know as well, don't say it. I said, there'd be more innocent people killed because people are not trained to use guns in a darkened movie theater. And yes, we are now allowed to carry guns in a church, and we're now allowed to carry guns in a school. Yes, I felt that there was a place, and by the way, I do not allow, when people visit my home, I do not allow them to carry guns. Mm. I have the right to do this, and I advise all of you listening and hear me. You have a right to, if your kid is staying overnight at someone's house. And I have close friends in Texas who have guns behind a locked apartment or what have you. You have a right to ask the family, do you have guns in the house? And if so, then you make a decision. Would you want your kid to visit there or not, or stay overnight? Because, Bill, there's less chance of a kid being accidentally killed with a gun if there are no guns in the house. I'm not saying there should be no guns, but the people are keeping guns under tables, they're keeping right. guns under beds and what have you. So we are, this is the most dangerous civilized nation in the world regarding guns of all the civilized nations. And this is not knocking the Second Amendment. I believe our founding fathers would be turning over in their grave today that we're now trying to pass a bill that we can sell guns to a person who's mentally ill. No, 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 no. And I have a degree in psychology, but that doesn't mean that a person that is not balanced should have the right to carry a gun. I'm not going to get into that. I'll tell you what's hitting.
Well, we're coming to an end of this segment, Kreskin. That's okay.
Sorry.
We got into some of the political deal, but that's all right. It's always good to have everybody's insight, and that's what we're doing in Pursuing the Truth, is it's important that the conversation continues so that we work out the details. That's, to me, is most important. Kreskin is with us. We come back. We're going to take a look at what's to come in 2018.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Bill Martinez here, and you're listening to the best of 2017.
We the people.
When I used to live in San Diego, there was a family that adopted us for Christmas, and they brought us a whole bunch of presents, and they filled out our Christmas tree.
When I was a kid, I'd always wake my parents up at like 5 o'clock in the morning and go and open presents.
The first Christmas at home with my children, it's the first time I've been around a family environment in a long time, so it felt good to have it.
Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. The amazing one, yes, Kreskin is with us. We're going to take a look, I promise, at 2018 in the midst of all this breaking news. But one quick sidebar, only because as Kreskin and I were talking about his infamous handshake, and I told him, I said, you know, I would be honored to experience his handshake because there's something real special about it. Go ahead.
Bill, I have to tell you something because if and you folks listening in, and it only takes a minute and a half to tell, there is a movie that Tom Hanks did called The Great Buck Howard, and it came out about 6 years ago, and John Malkovich plays me in the movie, as is announced at the end, because the movie was written by a former road manager of mine. And by the way, the love story is not me, but they had to spice it up a bit. But everything that happened on stage through the whole movie, I could tell you the time, the place, the city that it took place in. But Tom Hanks said to me, this was on a red carpet in New York when the movie opened, he says, Kreskin, I got to tell you the good and the bad side about making the movie. And I feigned, I tried to hide my being surprised because Hanks is a very nice person. He has the persona, the naturalness that Regis Philbin has, which you see on, and you see on camera is what he really is. I said, what do you mean? He says, well, Kreskin, Tom watched days of videos to get your mannerisms over. I said, yeah, he did a brilliant job. He says, let me tell you the downside. I said, what? He says, so help me God, Kreskin. For 3 days, Tom Hanks shook hands with 30 people every day the way you do, and we felt we needed a chiropractor automatically. So now they're trying to figure out how to incorporate this in a television special. But Bill, it's not an act on my part. It's all my life. I have an energy. I jog 20 minutes every night, and I'm constantly, you know, in a bit of motion. So please, folks, don't be afraid of me. Bill, I got to tell you something. I have to tell you because it couldn't be avoided, and because I've worked in the business of show business and in a tremendous amount of time in television, know people in broadcasting and so forth. The talk, and it's beginning to get wearisome, of the molestation and the sexual charges is just going rampant and so on. And I've got something to say about this, because of course, like any human, genuine human being, it is an abomination that people are molested and what have you. But let's look at this entire picture, because, you know, some years ago, we had a Red Scare in this country, and a part of it was navigated not by groups of people, but by a person by the name of Senator Joseph McCarthy. And I happen to have a great privy into the background, because I know a lot about the person who assisted him, his lawyer and everything else. But McCarthy was accusing everyone until Justice Welch during one of the hearings said, how can you be so cruel? He accused a young man that was just been out of college that was working on the staff of being a communist and what have you. Well, that was going on all over the place. But now we have the business of people who rightfully or times maybe inaccurately have accused others of molesting him and what have you. It is interesting, and it's changing our lifestyle. And my predictions, and I've had meetings, maybe in the past few weeks, maybe 38 meetings I was called in to discuss with businessmen the changes are taking place. First of all, there's now our business world is going to change very, very seriously, and it will finally erode into our private world. We're going to reach a point now where individuals are going to be taping, and I mean taping, almost every single business discussion taking place. And in some cases, some of the major corporations nationwide are now hiring attorneys, which I think is a sad situation, because the attorney business has become a major racket and is very much overcrowded. And I have personal friends who are some of the top attorneys, say Kreskin. We've never seen more corruption in the law profession than we have in recent times. So you got one attorney for every 200 and some people, which is unheard of. But the bottom line is, there are certain businesses now, every single conference or discussion in an office will be with an attorney sitting there at the other end of the room.
Well, Kreskin, we can only hope that we have a return to integrity, because if we have a return to integrity, then we have too many attorneys, and they'll just annihilate themselves, and that'll be fine.
But the problem now is going to be, it's going to be very difficult to be able to figure out when a human being in this country is talking to someone and not having it recorded. The amount of technical pieces, from pencils to what have you, that can record every single conversation is mind-boggling. And the problem is this, the psychological problem. Because we have to remember, with these charges made, there are people who are remembering 40 years ago they were molested. 38 years ago, it is dramatic that they waited this long a time. I don't want to go into that, but it is. So we now, how do we know the person we're dealing with in the business world, and this is exactly what people have said to me as they sat there listening to me, Kreskin, we don't know if someone's going to suddenly remember, after they've been fired, that they were molested some 20, 30 years ago.
Or sexually harassed or whatever.
When I grew up, I was taught in this country, I was taught something that's disappeared. I was taught that we were innocent until proven guilty. Yeah. Now all you have to do, if you're with a company or where you have been fired, and maybe you get two or three other people, you only need two or three people to remember that they've had similar experiences, and the public will judge the person as guilty.
Well, look at Al Franken, look at Judge Moore. All this is allegation. There's no due process here, and everybody's jumping, you know, on this allegation, and now you're guilty until you try to, you know, reclaim any part of your innocence. I mean, this is incredible.
Meanwhile, Bill, you can damage a person. I'm not talking anymore about just famous people, some of whom are guilty, some of whom are not guilty. I don't know which is whom. I'm talking about it happening. By the way, I happen to have become close friends with a very prominent attorney who said to me that the company he's worked for the last 6 years, I said, yeah, why do you bring this up to me? He says, Kreskin, most of my work is dealing with the members of the company being accused of molestation. He says, what the public doesn't know, in this worldwide business. We've been dealing with this for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
This is, when I was a kid, Bill, you had a very common thing. I didn't understand it, but it was a popular show business where famous people, women, were saying that this person created my child. My child is this person's child.
Mm-hmm.
That died because of DNA evidence, and today you have to prove that's the case. So you don't hear people trying to collect money or accuse someone because I had a child because of you or you or you or you or so forth. In this case now, you have an open court now because people can accuse all over the place. And it's a very serious, one of the things that's going to disappear in our culture is trust.
Yeah.
And it's
going
to be a very, very difficult thing to, I'm not going to say anything more, but if you knew the meetings I've had with business groups that are not on television, that are not in the movies and so forth, but are just concerned because they realize that this is going to become a tool which can be abused.
And well, maybe they need to listen to what Pence said in terms of not having dinner with another woman, only his wife, yet he was mocked by all the progressives. And, you know, maybe some of those old traditions that have been tried and true. We've only got a couple minutes left, Kreskin. No, that's okay. No need to apologize.
By the way, one of the big things coming up, and you'll have fun with this, I predict this is going to take place. There are signs of it already, but I talked about this last February. You're going to, and I'm not endorsing this, you're going to see program movies, stage shows all over the place, even in small towns, where they will have special nudity night and people will go in the nude. So help me, Bill. I never thought I'd ever predict this.
Mm.
This is not my lifestyle, but you're going to have nudity as a new fad in our culture. I find this almost hard to believe, but it's going to happen.
Well, it is. You think in light of this morality check that this country is dealing with right now, as you mentioned, just with all the harassment, you know, I say a return to integrity. I think that if you want to make your life simple, then you better get integrous and get in line with it and say, look, I've made some mistakes and I'm going to do things different and make sure your doors are open, that you don't have a automatic locking door to your office when a female comes into your office, things like that. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And those automatic locking doors, they exist because people have been using them. It just wasn't in Matt Lauer's office, right?
And I happen to know situations where they exist. By the way, one of the areas, because my background's dealing with the mind, I'm constantly performing, as a matter of fact, concerts all over the place, but I have to say this, one of the things that worries me is happening in medicine today. With the proliferation of drugs and what have you, and drugs have been wonderfully successful in certain areas, but in many cases they're out of control. I have to say that the one thing, and top doctors I spoke to agree with me, that it's beginning to disappear, is the healing quality of a physician. So much is being done by electronic devices, by tests, by x-rays, by machinery and what have you, that the time, the personal time that a doctor who started as a healer spends with you is becoming less and less.
Yes.
There is less healing in the medical profession today, and I know personally some prominent physicians who agree, because it's becoming replaced by machinery, and people can be healed by belief and conviction and support. And
right.
A very important thing for us to, and those of you going into medicine, to be aware.
Yeah. That human touch is so incredible. The amazing Kreskin. I'm Bill Martinez live. Have yourself a great holiday, Kreskin. Always good to.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Actual testimony.